It was a busy week in the nation's capital, with the members of Alaska's congressional delegation splitting and uniting in surprising ways. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin is here to tell us about that. Liz, one of the big votes in the Senate this week was to protect same-sex marriage, and both Alaska senators voted for it, but for very different reasons. Can you explain that?
Yeah. First of all, lawmakers began pursuing this bill in earnest this summer when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away the federal right to abortion. At the time, Justice Clarence Thomas said maybe the case guaranteeing same-sex marriage should be reconsidered. So this bill would say that states have to accept as valid marriage licenses issued in any other state, even if they're for same-sex couples. So, you know, as might be expected, Senator Lisa Murkowski voted for it. She's been an advocate of marriage equality for quite a few years now. But Senator Dan Sullivan also voted for it, and that was something of a surprise.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to ask him about that?
Well, I tried to. He doesn't usually stop in the hallways to talk to reporters, and he just kind of slipped right past me. My attempt to get him on the phone didn't work either. But his office issued a statement, and it was really interesting because he made it clear that protecting same-sex marriage was not his goal. Instead, his statement says his support was because the bill, for the first time ever, puts in federal law that churches and religious nonprofits are not required to provide goods or services to conduct or celebrate a same-sex marriage. In his view, and this is from his statement, the bill the Senate passed, quote, is much more about promoting and expanding religious liberty protections than same-sex marriage.
So it sounds like Senator Sullivan supports the bill because it gives churches the right not to respect same-sex marriages.
Exactly. He says he believes questions about who can marry should be left to the states to decide.
Okay, but he voted for the bill, which now goes to the House for passage. Do you know how Representative Mary Peltola will vote on that?
I haven't seen a statement from her specifically on the bill, but equal rights for LGBTQ Alaskans, that was something she campaigned on.
And speaking of Congresswoman Peltola, she kind of went against the flow this week on the bill to impose a labor contract on rail workers.
Yeah, she voted against the bill, which Congress passed to avoid a costly strike among freight rail workers. I talked to her right after the vote, and she said she couldn't support a bill that didn't have adequate sick leave for railroad workers. Here is what she said.
It just seems like a human right, a quality of life issue, to be able to see a doctor, to be able to take a sick day and know that you're not going to lose your job or be severely penalized.
She said that some rail workers have dangerous jobs and need to be at the top of their game. And Casey, while she's telling me this, she was holding her box of Theraflu there in the halls of Congress.
Oh, no. Is she sick or is she just sick of Washington already?
No. She says that she, people in her campaign and her family got super sick, like incapacitated, starting on November 9, the day after the election, with some kind of flu-like illness. And now she's just dealing with some lesser symptoms. And no, she says she does not need a sick day at this point.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. That railroad bill did pass both chambers, though, and we heard members of both parties talk about how important it was to the national economy to avoid a strike. A lot of Democrats probably wanted to take the pro-union side, but they didn't. Is Peltola going to pay a price for defying party leaders on this?
Well, I asked her. She said there was some disappointment expressed to her, but she also said leadership understands that a member has to do what she feels is right. It might have been different if they really needed her vote, but they had plenty of votes, and Peltola said her no was a little bit of a protest vote.
Gotcha. So back to the Senate. How did the senators vote on that railroad strike bill?
Senator Murkowski voted for it. She said a strike would be just too damaging, but she said she did empathize with the workers and their need for sick leave. Senator Sullivan voted against it. He said the Senate just didn't have, you know, enough time to consider it. Here's part of what he said on the Senate floor.
Less than 36 hours ago, we were asked to decide on issues that are complicated, that are important, without necessary deliberations, without congressional hearings to gain knowledge and expertise required to make informed decisions.
So on that bill, we've now got Peltola and Sullivan voting no for different reasons. By the way, Liz, I understand that when Peltola first went to D.C. to be sworn in back in September, there was a ton of national interest in her. I believe her office said they were fielding like more than 100 media requests a day. Is she still in big demand there?
Sure seems like it. This week she was on Meet the Press Now, that's on an NBC streaming channel, to talk about the railroad bill. And then she was on CNN, kind of representing the new face of the House Democrats. Her spokesman, Josh Wilson, says the invitations to do the national shows aren't, you know, piling up like they were, but the office is still getting more requests than they can accommodate.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And thank you for accepting our request to be on this program. That was Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent, Liz Ruskin. Liz, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Casey.